Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoy this message by Kathy Teal. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
Jesus Christ, born of the Holy Spirit, Savior of the world, Messiah, sent by God to earth to redeem humankind through love. A heavy task. Part of his mission was to manifest the love of God in ways that people could see and understand. Love saves, love heals. Jesus did a lot of work in his lifetime, teaching, preaching, praying, healing, and he also performed signs and wonders, also known as miracles. His first recorded miracle was turning water into wine at a wedding in Cana. He took something common, ordinary water, and turned it into something altogether different. Running out of wine at a wedding was not a matter of life or death, yet the way Jesus solved the problem did cause people to take notice and then to pay closer attention to him. Who is that guy? And how did he do that? I want to get to know him. Paying closer attention to Jesus is paying closer attention to God. God, who will enact lasting change in our lives when we believe God can, when we see and embrace God's love for all people. In each of the miracles Jesus performs, he is changing a situation. Sometimes the change is great and dramatic, as when he raised his friend Lazarus from the dead. Sometimes the change is dramatic, yet less consequential, like when he walked on water. Jesus' miracles demonstrate the presence of God in this world. All Jesus has to do is to call upon God, and things change. The purpose of his miracles, the signs and wonders, was not to acknowledge the physical world by changing it, but rather to make God's love visible in this world by showing people that God is here. Here in their sorrow, as we heard Tammy read, a father begging Jesus to heal his son so his son will not die. Here in their hunger, when later in John's gospel, Jesus feeds over 5,000 people with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Jesus knew that he could most effectively reach people by meeting them where they were in that moment. He knew that by performing miracles that benefited their own earthly needs, they would pay attention, hopefully listen, learn, and eventually fully believe in the presence and love of God. He teaches that through a relationship with God, change is possible. Jesus also knew that people had to be invested in order to begin the healing process. And we know this as well in our own lives. We have our own first step in our own healing, an awareness that something has to change. Awareness is followed by the desire to change, and then the finding of ways to initiate change. Because none of us here is Jesus Christ, and because most of us do not have yet aspired to the depth of spiritual development and strength of relationship with God, when we turn to God for healing, we are not always met with the instantaneous result we want. Here is where Jesus' words to the distraught father can help us. See the signs and wonders and believe. See the places that God is already at work in your life, and take these as reason to believe in the eternal healing, love, and presence of God. Healing is change, and as human beings, we often resist change. We are comfortable with the familiar, even when the familiar is harmful or painful. It is what we know, and we tend to be afraid of what we do not know. We feel safer with that over which we have control. And sometimes we are the ones in control of our own suffering. And here is the good news of the Gospels. We can also have control over our own healing by asking for help. Our answer may not come in the way we wish, so be open to seeing the ways God is speaking to you and working within and around you. It happens all the time. On an ordinary summer Saturday several years ago, there was a terrible accident, and as a result, a young man lay dying. There was nothing the doctors could do. His family asked the hospital chaplain to pray for a miracle, to pray that the physical damage done to his body be reversed. This was not the miracle to be on that day. Yet there was a miracle. The family, in a few short and unbearable hours, came to accept the medically irreversible circumstance, and they embraced their husband, son, brother, told him how much they love him, and said goodbye. This family was able to release their hold on how they wanted things to be. They were able to change to be in a place of accepting how things were. A heartbreaking change for sure. A moment we all wish had not happened. A painful part of this world and our lives. And God was present. Sometimes, as with the father in today's scripture, it does take a life and death situation before we turn to God. And that's okay, because God is here. We are not chastised by God because we are not ready or willing to change. On the contrary, God is present with us regardless of our situation. We can learn from Jesus, even though we do not have his divine power and authority. We learn that it is okay to make that big ask, "Heal my son." It is okay to ask for help when we are suffering. We are not going to get anywhere or help anyone by sitting alone and watching our pain take over our life. So we pray. We interact with others. We share our story and we listen to the stories of others. We find ways to make this world a better place by thinking and acting in compassion. Change yourself, and you do change the world. Jesus makes God's love visible through signs and wonders, and when we see them and embrace them, we do heal and change. We learn from the signs and wonders of Jesus what it looks like to be deeply connected and attuned to God, to be one with God. One of the traditional ways of the church to invite a deeper connection with God is by participating in the sacrament of Holy Communion. In it, we acknowledge that we desire a change, a new way of living, of seeing, that we want a deeper relationship with God. Some of our friends believe that the actual wafer and bread and juice and wine become the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Here at our table, we pray that it is the action of communion that brings us closer to Jesus, to God, that opens us to a closer communion with the Holy Spirit. When we come to this table and accept these symbolic elements of bread and juice, the healing is begun. It is ours to continue, and the good news is that we are all in it together. Whichever step of the road you are on in this moment, we are here to support and encourage each other every step of the way. Communion is a way to accept a change that Jesus offers. Eat this bread and drink this cup in remembrance of me. Remembering someone brings them closer to us. In these words and in the action of Holy Communion, Jesus is here. His presence with us gives us abundant life. And wherever you are in your life in this moment, the good news is that God's grace extends to you like a cooling blanket on a warm summer day. Always, God loves you unconditionally, and God waits for you to be ready and open to see the signs and wonders of the miraculous and healing love of God. This is the good news. Love saves, love heals. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.